A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. If we refuse to forgive, it's like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. Not forgiving hurts us. It doesn't hurt the other person. A lot of times they're not even aware what we are dealing with. There's very few things in the gospel where Jesus tells us in a way it's like quid pro quo. If you want my Father to forgive you, you need to forgive one another. Every time we pray our Father, we say, "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." That all makes sense. It's wonderful. But I know forgiving is not easy. It's difficult. It's challenging. Even for Sister Helen, who was the first great teacher. One day, Sister Helen took Johnny by hand and kind of dragged him into the principal's office and said, "Sister, this is it. This child is never coming back to my class." And the principal, Sister Mary Beth, said, "Okay, sister, calm down. What happened?" So she told her, you know, the last thing Johnny did. And she said, "You know, sister, you know we're supposed to forgive." And Sister Helen said, "I know, sister, we're supposed to forgive. And Jesus said we're supposed to forgive 70 times 7, which is 490. And this is Johnny's 491st time. He's out." It's hard to forgive because it hurts. But forgiveness is an act of the will. It's a decision we make. It's not about how we feel. Obviously, we got to continue to feel bad about what happened. Because the healing takes time. But forgiveness is not that healing. Forgiveness is deciding, I want to forgive Sue or Johnny or whoever it is because they hurt me, because it's not good for me. I need to let go so I can move on with my life. Sometimes people say, well, Father, I forgave this person, but I still am upset when I think of it or when I see that person or whatever. That's normal. That's okay. That doesn't mean you have not forgiven. Not forgiving means if a person like gossips about you, so you go out and start gossiping about them. It means if, you know, they do something for you, you just, you know, retaliate. You do something to hurt them. Forgiveness is an act of the will. I decide to forgive this person so I can be free. And Jesus in the gospel puts it in the context to help us to begin to forgive. He gives the story about the owner and the two servants. What if you kind of watch what's going on? How would you react to that first servant who goes and demands all his money from the servant who owed him something after he has been forgiven, not given more time to pay his debt, but forgiven the whole debt? We'll be astonished, we'll be shocked, we'll be, you know, feel incensed. How can this guy do what he already been forgiven? Look what he's doing to his fellow servant. And yet that's what we do with God. God forgives us continuously. And yet when it comes to forgiving others, sometimes we draw the line. And sometimes the way we get around it is we don't see God's forgiveness. We don't go to the sacrament of reconciliation. Because to be able to forgive others, we have to receive that gift ourselves and be reminded that we are forgiven so we can move with compassion and forgive those who hurt us. We tell ourselves, well, I'm a good person. I don't have any sins. Well, maybe you need to think a little bit more about it. We're all sinners. You know, God calls us to love, and love has no boundaries. So there's always room for us to grow. Sin is not about only the bad things we do, but sin also is about not living to our potential, doing the good that we can do, and a lot of times we don't do it because we are afraid, because we are too busy, because whatever the reason is. These are the real sins, because most of us are not like killing people or stealing money or, you know. And yet we don't go to approach and ask for that gift that Jesus gave his life for us. That's why Jesus died on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins. We say that every time in the words of consecration. So are you saying, well, you didn't need the gift of Jesus? All of us are sinners. All of us can grow and do better. And we go to the sacrament not just to tell God as if God doesn't know what we need and what we've done and how we need to grow, but to seek his help, to ask for his help so we can grow in love, become better people, so we can live in the freedom of forgiving others and not burdened by our hurts and pains. People tell me, Father, well, I talk to God, I ask God directly, why do I need you? Well, you're right, Amin. That's good that you do this. But do you hear God telling you, I forgive you all your sins, I absolve you from all your sins? That's what I do. That's the part. That's what's important about the sacrament. Like I said, God knows our sins. But we go there to hear from someone who's representing God, someone beside ourselves who can tell us, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. That's what we go to the sacrament. To help us to examine our lives. To see where can I, you know, grow? What can I do better? What did I do wrong? And seek God's help and be assured that he has forgiven us. Because sometimes we might commit serious sins. And it's easy to tell, well, yeah, you know, God forgives me. You know that doesn't work. Jesus makes the sacrament available for us. People say, well, Father, I haven't been in confession for years. I don't know what to do. You don't have to do it to know anything, just your sins. Just say your sins and the priest will guide you with it. We have the act of contrition, the prayer that we have to say. You can get it on your phone. Just humble yourself and seek the Lord's mercy. Recognize that, yes, I need Jesus. He saved me from my sins. People say, Father, you know, I go to confession, but it's always the same sins. I say, that's good news. You're not getting any worse. It's like, you know, if you have high blood pressure or cholesterol, when you go to the doctor, every time, they gotta talk about it. But you need to keep going. You can't stop, so, well, you know, I just got cholesterol, so what the heck? You need to go to be reminded, okay, you gotta watch out for this. You're doing better, you're not doing better. It's about taking the time to examine our lives and see where we are at. Jesus today reminds us that if we don't forgive one another, he's not going to forgive us. And to help us to get that point is by making ourselves available to God's forgiveness and the sacrament of reconciliation. Every Tuesday from 6 to 6:45 in the evening, Jesus is here waiting for us to come to him to seek his forgiveness. Every Saturday morning from 8:45 to 9:45, you can go to other churches, but take advantage of this gift. Today, as I said, we celebrate Catechist Sunday, and our catechists, these are the first people sometimes that teach our little children about God's forgiveness and God's mercy as they prepare them for the first reconciliation, first communion, our teenagers in confirmation, our baptism teams who are, from the moment we are born, we are reminded that our God is a merciful and loving God who forgives us our sins. He's already adopted us as his children. Our Bible studies, the RCIA for the adults. All of these are opportunities to learn and to be reminded of God's forgiveness, but especially in our own actions and our own lives. We can talk all we want about it, but if people don't see us forgiving one another, they're not going to listen to us. They're going to call us hypocrites. So let us take advantage of God's mercy. There is no sin greater than God's love. There is no sin that God will not forgive us. We know that. We know his love, his mercy. So let's not wait too long. Let's come and seek that mercy and love.